like feeling really good, playing really well. And then right after I got activated, some soreness popped up. We gave it a day, and it was a little bit worse the next day. So we got an MRI. The MRI was pretty clean, but we're just trying to be safe with it. We knew we had the off day yesterday coming up, so that's why I was just in a pinch hit role for a couple days, just trying to rest it, make sure that it didn't turn into something bigger. And, you know, I had couple days of rest, the day off yesterday, and it's feeling a lot better today. So this wasn't something that we felt like I needed to go back on the IL for. It was just a day-to-day situation, but unfortunately there on Monday and Tuesday we were hoping it was going to trend a little in the feeling better direction, but it got a little bit worse, so we just had to shut it down for a couple days. But it's doing better now, it's feeling good, so no IL, and yeah, I'm ready to play.
Were the slick playing conditions kind of an extra reason to just give it a couple days?
It was just trying to wait and see how it was feeling throughout the day. And guys needed to know if they were playing and going to be in the lineups. And so it wasn't feeling good enough to be in the lineup that day. But I felt perfectly capable of hitting and being able to face somebody. There's no pain swinging or anything like that. It was really just trying to lighten the workload on it, to just let it heal. So it was more so just trying to lessen the work.
So you're full go tonight,
running defense, everything? Yeah, I'm going to go out on the field now and go through a normal workload day like I would leading into a game. And yeah, but I'm feeling good.
How good did the double feel?
It felt great. It was high. I honestly thought that ball was going to get caught, so it was nice to see it find some grass out there.
Has your swing been feeling any different over that rehab coming into now? Do you feel kind of that little fresh approach?
Yeah, I feel good. Even right before I got hurt, I thought I was swinging the bat really well. I'd hit quite a few balls right on the nose. Nothing had started to fall yet, but over those last 10 to 15 at-bats, you could see the swings were there. And then unfortunately, the calf thing happened, so I had to shut everything down, no hitting or anything for about a week and a half. But right when I picked up the bat, I was feeling good again, like the adjustments that I had made were still there. And I took that into my rehab games, hit well, I was on time for the fastball, I was recognizing spin, and it showed up in the game, my first at-bat back, so I'm feeling good.
You've seen firsthand over the years Cedric get out of some prolonged slumps. As he tries to kind of get going here, what do you think he needs to do to get his season back on track here?
Just stay positive, man. He's still got six homers. He's got six or seven bags. His RBIs are there. Just had a rough patch where the ball's not falling, you know. You just stay positive. You just continue to work on the right things. And we know how this game goes. It's a long season, and things turn around quick, you know. You have one good week, you're MLB Player of the Week, and all of a sudden your stats look pretty good again, and you're talking about how positive things are going. So he's fine. He's going to be all right. And just stay positive and keep working on the right things.